Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. So it's a little foreign over here, right? Because right now what we're doing is we are actually broadcasting on Blog Talk, and we're also going to share it somewhere else. So shout out to those who are going to be listening to both shows and just enjoying themselves with us. It's your girl, Miss Optimism, and we have a show for you. OMG. So what we're doing right now is we have a bunch of stuff that we want to share. We want to share what is going on in the White House. And not only do we want to share what's going on in the White House, but we also want to share, you know, some things that, you know, might not be as good, nice, for lack of better words. We're going to talk about the nuclear threat that's going on. OMG, what is going on with that? We are really, really upset because, you know, some of us want to live. Believe it or not, some of us want to live. We want to see our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, or whomever. We want to see them basically live. And we can't do that the way things are going right now. You see what I'm saying? So it's really, really kind of iffy how things are going. You know, you want to be able to say, hey, not only are we going to have our kids live, but they're going to enjoy their quality of life. Right now, that is not happening. So shout out to those who are trying to talk sense into number 45. It's bad. Then we're also going to talk about other things that's going on besides war. We are going to talk about North Korea. We are going to talk about that inflatable chicken that was put in front of Congress's home. Well, I used to say the White House. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Walmart had the epic sale and basically had rifles for sale saying that this is a back-to-school special. Really? How do you going to have a back-to-school special with firearms there, you know? So, yeah. Hold on, we already, we got one. Someone said that the threats are so real that North Korea is basically, oh my gosh, they're saying they already moved targets to launch towards us. This is crazy. Like, I'm literally going through emails. Hold on one second. Wow. Okay, so someone says right now as we speak, they have put the missile to a point where it is going to literally point towards the U.S. So if this fool keeps talking the way he has been, it's going to be a bad situation for us. I mean, and at the end of the day, it's like it's so stupid because, you know, you want to be able to say, you know, we had somebody that may not have been perfect, but at the same time wasn't reckless and wasn't crazy, okay? But, again, to lighten the mood, we're going to talk about the inflatable chicken. We're going to talk about the service men and women that are literally about to boycott because they said they do not like what Trump is doing and it's not right, it's not fair, and they are literally going to sue him. Also, they're also talking about, hold on, because this is, it's always something. Because I get texts and all this other stuff at the same time. The Fed searched Manafort's home in Virginia. Now, that's not bad. I mean, that's not good at all. That's bad. That's very bad. And as your president would say, it's bigly bad. Because now what's happening is you have people that that are essentially saying that he has something to do with it, and they're acknowledging it. Wow. I mean, like I said, it just gets real murky more and more when you talk about this cabinet and people that are associated with it. They are talking about going through this man's house to find compelling evidence. And, wow. And on top of that, finding compelling evidence, they're saying that it's enough to clip 45 so that he knows that people are not playing with him. I mean, listen, I get it. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is the country that we all live in. And we cannot be, you know, bullied into someone trying to say, well, we're going to do it this way because I said so. Newsflash, dude, this is not, what's your show? What's your show? Apprentice. This is not something we could say, okay, I'm going to fire you because I don't like you. And it seems like that's what he's trying to do. And on top of him trying to fire everybody, they're saying that if Mueller goes, there's going to be a huge problem, because that's going to show that he is actually trying to cover up something. So shout out to those who are putting pressure on him, letting him know that they are not scared, letting him know that, you know, this is not going to go easy if he continues to do the foolishness that he's doing. So shout out to that. We are going to put on a really quick commercial, because we want to make sure that everybody understands what's going on. And, yeah, we're going to – oh, I got another text message. I'm really trying to get through this without the text message. So someone said, okay, the reason why Trump is doing so bad, because he's letting his ego get the best of him. If he just goes ahead and becomes a president and stops worrying about what people think or say, maybe he'll do his job. I was actually a Trump supporter up until now. He has totally disappointed me. And not only has he disappointed me, he has disappointed the American people time after time after time. So because of that, he needs to get his life together. I agree with you. He needs to get his life. Because at the end of the day, once again, with him doing the things that he's doing, with him saying the things that he's saying, with him tweeting what he's going to tweet, that he tweets, what he tweets about, and we're going to talk about those tweets, because those tweets are burying him deeper and deeper and deeper. But the more all that happens, the more that he's going to get himself redlined to a point where now he can't get out of it. So, again, you want to be able to be in a situation where people not only understand you, but people respect you. And right now, I don't think that people respect his candidacy. I think that people are tolerating his candidacy. I think people are, what's the word I'm trying to say? I think people are basically saying, okay, we accept the fact that you're in the office right now, but if it was up to us, you would not be. So I don't know. I really feel that it's a situation right now where he needs to just slow his roll and just do what he has to do and keep it moving. That's what I really believe. That's what I believe. Hold on. Exactly. And that's the problem with him. The problem is he's so worried about wondering what people think that he's not even thinking himself. So we're going to be right back. We have a little Michael Jackson for you. They don't care about us. And we'll be right back with some more juice. Miss Optimism Speaks. actually had, we watched a show that was called, I think, Escape to Neverland, and I'm not too sure about the actor. I mean, like, the actor really wasn't Michael to me. The actor just seemed like some random white dude that just got a gig and he was excited about it. I don't remember Michael having a New York accent. I mean, I know I'm from New York and whatnot, but I don't remember him having an accent, you know. So, yeah, shout out to, I did like The Bodyguards, though. The Bodyguards had a really, really great run with this show. They basically made the show, in my opinion. It was, from what I'm getting from it, because I refused to watch it from the beginning. I saw it when it first came on. And basically what I got from it was these were people, two men, I should say, not men and women. But these were two men who worked for Michael, and they loved him, you know. And unfortunately, people were like, you know, Michael's not really doing too well. And with that being said, I'm sorry, because someone wrote, that man was horrible. Stop candy coating. Okay, Esther, I'm sorry. He was bad. It wasn't really a believable Michael, in my opinion. I think a more believable Michael would have been someone, I'm not saying that they didn't have to be, you know, of a different culture or race than Michael, but make it a little bit more, you know, believable. I mean, just because you have, you know, white skin and a little chiseled chin doesn't mean that you can't be Michael. You know what I'm saying? Like, you catch my drift? Yeah, so shout out to the people who they tried it. I mean, listen, if they could have that awful, awful, awful Aaliyah biopic, I mean, it's probably like, just look, they're probably looking at it like, you know, why not have it? You know what I mean? You know, so if you want to speak to me, 619-639-4644. Again, that is 619-6. Okay, no. Oh, wrong. It's 319-527-6060. Again, that is 319-527-6060. Or if you want to call into the show and you want to, like, kick the breeze at me or talk about everything that's going on, all you have to do is dial 619-639-4644, and we will definitely chat with you and give you your, you know, give your opinions, you know, talk about everything that's going on, and we will get that going for you. Shout out to everybody out there in Canada that's always, always, always holding a girl down. Thank you so much. I mean, you all have definitely been at my anchor since day one. So for those of you who don't know, this show has been going on since 2008, and we are going strong. I mean, we've done everything from FM to satellite radio to semi-satellite radio to a whole bunch of stuff. So we wanted to celebrate you along with us, and the reason why I'm taking so long because I'm waiting for my producer to give me my stuff. Come on, now, give me my notes. Thank you. Okay, so with that being said, we are going to talk about this foolishness that's going on in the White House. So we all know that Kim Jong-un, or however you say his name, we all know that he's absolutely bananas. We already know that he has a lot of stuff going on with him as it relates to, you know, him wanting to test nuclear warheads and, you know, basically, you know, wanting to get people basically annihilated because of his missiles. But did you know that the other thing that's happening with that is he's also threatening the United States because your president – basically, you know, called war on him. I mean, that's big. You know, with him doing that, that really put a bad taste in people's mouth. And with that being said, people are like, you know, yo, you know, Trump, like, can you please, you know, stop what you're doing and remember that there's other people besides yourself. There's people who want to live. There's people who may not be able to afford a bunker. There may be people who may not be able to afford, you know, all this other stuff that we need in order to survive a war. There's some people who may not be able to afford any of that. And because of that, that's the reason why people are pissed off. People are like, listen, man, you know, this is one of those situations where you're just like, look, we need to talk. We need to negotiate. We need to make things work. Because at the end of the day, North Korea is not crazy, and we have a crazy man in office. So this is what your president says. Trump touts U.S. nuclear arsenal amid standoff with North Korea. So basically the problem is, you know, he wants to play the who's got bigger balls than me. And you can't do that with somebody who's just as reckless as him. So after after like a really incidental yet irate rebuke of North Korea, President Kim basically went on and talked about U.S. nuclear capabilities on Twitter. So this is the problem that people are having. People are saying, okay, Donald, can you please stop tweeting everything? Can you please leave our intel and all kinds of other stuff off of Twitter? Like Twitter of all places? Like, are you kidding me? So now you have it where everybody knows all our arsenal, all our secrets, everything that's happening. For what? Because you want to see whose nuts are bigger? Are you kidding me? And on top of that, hold on. Okay, so someone said not only are they aiming at us, they are also making him cry wolf to see if he's going to actually do it. I think he, you know, at this point, I think he's crazy enough to do it. That's the part that I don't think anyone's understanding. I think the fact is this man is bananas enough to freaking just go into war with this, you know, with him. And the worst thing about it is, you know, people are not happy about it. Congress wasn't notified. No one knows anything about it. You know, exactly. Okay, so you can't see Ethel's comments. So she's in D.C. She says, you're bringing back memories of the Reagan era. The only difference is Reagan had a little bit more scruples than this guy. This is absolutely insane. Why are people doing this to our country? This is not right. I agree. You know, because at the end of the day, it is against the country. You know, it is one of those things where you have to say, Dad, you know, what the heck are you thinking about? You know, what are you thinking about? Exactly. So Esther said, ma'am, at the end of the day, he's going to keep doing what he's doing because right now he thinks that his message is coming forth. But what message are you sending? You're sending a message that right now you're unstable. You're sending a message right now that you don't know what you're doing. You're sending a message right now that people can't trust you. You're sending a message that people cannot trust you. And if your own people cannot trust you, what makes you think you're going to be able to lead? Like, that's the part that just simply amazes me. How are you going to lead if you have no one following you? I mean, a really wise man by the name of Bishop Gregory Ingram said, If you think you're a leader and nobody's following you, all you're doing is taking a walk. And right now, all he's doing is taking a walk because he, at the end of the day, he's not leading. He's creating fear. He's doing the little tiny hands, tiny ball syndrome, which is bad. And at the end of the day, it's not good for the U.S. So he said, my first order as president was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. Why? So he says, it is now far stronger and more powerful than ever. Now, this is what he said from his golf course. Mind you, he's at his golf course, okay? He is at his golf course right now, just, you know, chilling and all this other stuff. And the thing about it is, you know, we have to remember, this man has none of our best interests in mind by him doing that, okay? So he said, hopefully we will never have to use this power, but there will never be a time that we're not the most powerful nation in the world. Newsflash, we were the most powerful nation in the world before you came along, and we were respected before you came along, but I digress. So then he says, such reviews of the nuclear posture are required by Congress and typically occur every 8 years. The Pentagon last conducted a review in 2010, which was ordered by President Obama. And that's just to make sure that our weaponry and everything else is up to par. But it does not mean, hey, let's blow the world up to an oblivion because we just want to do it. Okay, that's not what it says. And I think that's a problem that we're having. We have too many people wanting to prove a point, and the point that they're making is they're incompetent, they're ruthless, and they don't care. I mean, that's showing with the Affordable Care Act. I mean, like, you have people who are saying, oh, I think the Affordable Care Act is crap, it's a ripoff, it's horrible. But yet and still, Tommy, I wasn't going to blow her up, but Tari Loren, she's always talking about, oh, we need to dismantle it all the way down to its core. It's the worst thing since sliced bread was burnt. We should never have this. But yet and still, aren't you or your parents, insurance. So how are you going to talk about how bad Obamacare is when you are on your parents' insurance, which is a primary piece of what's going on with the Affordable Care Act, which is number one. It's not Obamacare. It's called the Affordable Care Act. But I digress. So that's what we're talking about with that. I mean, again, it's just bad news. You know, all the wrong people are saying stuff. All the wrong people got crap to say. All the wrong people have all these comments about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But at the end of the day, what are you doing to prevent this from happening? What are you doing to prevent anything from happening? War, mishap, you know, our country crumbling down to like a pope and what have you. Hey, TJ, thank you so much for joining us. That's my Boricua, honey. You know, we have to really look at what's going on and determine, do we want this man to stay in office? And if not, what can we do to get him out? What can we do to get him out? I mean, like, at the end of the day, right now, our primary purpose should be, what are we going to do to stay safe? And what are we going to do to make sure that we are, what's what I'm looking for? We want to make sure that we are able to wake up the next morning and not look around and it looks like that daggone movie, you know, the day after. That's what I'm trying to say. Again, if you want to call in, if you have something to say, all you have to do is call 619-639-4644. Yeah, you know what? You're right. So TJ says, getting him out is not the problem, honey. Getting Pence as a replacement is. And you are absolutely right. Pence is a billion times worse than Trump. And I've been saying this for the longest time. I have been saying this, and I said, you know, I don't think the overall goal was to have President, this man in office. I think the overall goal was to have Pence in office, but the only way he would have been able to get into office was to be on someone else's ticket, thus 45. I don't think that it was a situation where, you know, they knew that this dude was going to even last in the White House. I don't think that. I honestly believe that they thought, okay, let's find a unique way to get Pence in office because Pence is a puppet. Just like Trump, he's a puppet, and he's going to do everything that they're telling him to do. Why? Because he's a puppet. Let's keep it real straight up. He's a puppet, and, you know, Andrea said, why are you blowing these? Because it's true. It's true. Okay, so someone said, I agree with you. I've been saying that. They said, you can't. Okay, they said, okay, I really believe that this is a situation of man versus, oh my gosh. They said this is really a version of man versus knowledge. Okay, so what they're saying is the reason why this is man versus knowledge is because, as you can see, Trump has no idea what he's doing. He even said himself, I am in over my head. I didn't know the health care was going to be so hard to dismantle and replace. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Well, of course you didn't know because you have not one shred of politics in you, not one shred of intel, military, nothing. So, of course you're not going to know what's going on, you know, because you are just simply just there. You know, you're treating this like Celebrity Apprentice. You're trying to fire everybody as you can, and that's not how this office works. You can't just pop up and say, oh, I want you fired because of XYZ. You know, you have to have due process. And, you know, yeah. Hold on. Exactly. So Yolanda said, you know, at the end of the day, he is just an angry little boy who's had an opportunity to bully people even more. This time, instead of bullying people on The Apprentice, he's bullying people internationally and nationally. You know what? You are absolutely right, Yolanda. I couldn't have worded that better. So essentially what she's saying is because he doesn't get his way, he's trying to bully people. It's a bully factor. It's a factor of, you know, hey, we are, you know, we're going to make you scared of us because we have big hands, big leads, you know. All right, so I want to get off of him because I'm just, he just irks my nerves. So, well, actually, we're kind of back on him. So the White House had an inflatable chicken, a white chicken resembling Trump, placed near the White House. It had out-of-control yellow hair. And it was just looking like it was fighting, like, yeah. And it's her freaking hilarious. Like, it's hella funny. I'm over here cracking up. It's on the South Lawn, and they're saying people are taking pictures with it. People are cracking up and sharing it across the world. So what they said was this chicken is humongous. It reaches almost to the top of the daggone. It reaches almost to the top of the It almost reaches to the top of the White House. That's how big this chicken is. And they said it has the same kind of messy hair that 45 has. And looking at it, there's no way you would not know that this is 45. That's what they're trying to say. They're saying there's no way for you to say, oh, well, could it be possibly? So the inflatable chicken, which features a golden cloth of hair and hand gestures similar to 45, is modeled after a statue unveiled in December as a mascot for a Chinese mall. Since the statue's unveiling last year, smaller copies have appeared across the United States. Yeah, I'm cracking up too. Thomas said, are you freaking kidding me? No, well, he didn't say kidding me, he said the S word. I'm very serious. The inflatable chicken that appeared Wednesday appears to have been, because I want to finish reading it, put up near the ellipses area by the White House and open to the public. Trump was not in the White House when the chicken was placed. Instead, the Trump was on his 17-day working vacation at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey. So this is freaking hilarious to me because it says, it appears some protesters, exactly, I'm going to read TJ's response. It appears some protesters have inflated this behind the White House. And then it said, another Trump as chicken view. And then it said, this is a giant inflatable Trump behind the White House. And then someone actually took a picture. Taran Singh Bra says he bought it for $1,300 as a visual protest. Trump is too chicken to release his tax funds, his tax returns, and to stand up to Putin. Wow. So someone spent $1,300 of their good dollars for a 30-foot Trump chicken inflated behind the White House. And people actually walked over, and they said kids were kicking it. Oh, my God. They said the kids were kicking it angrily. Okay? So TJ says, Trump is a smart man. That I give him. He knows how to file bankruptcy, run a business, and avoid paying taxes. But that's not the type of individual that we need to run our country. We need someone who's knowledgeable of laws and what is legal and what is illegal, and not some cheater representative trying to manipulate our houses, our courts, or the lives as he has done in the business world that he's so smart at. Running a country is not running a hotel resort. TJ, I couldn't have said it better. You are absolutely right, because at the end of the day, he is running it like it's some daggone chicken festival. He is, you know, running it like it's some kind of, you know, apprentice-style thing. Like, he actually told Congress, if you want your job, you better repeal the Health Care Act. Newsflash, unless you don't know anything about politics, it doesn't work like that. You can't just go to someone and debo them in to saying you better vote for this or else. It doesn't work like that, Brewski. I'm sorry. And then the worst thing about it is he believes that that's how it works. That's the sad part. In his little brain, his little, you know, whimsical brain, he truly believes that this is how it works. So much so that he's, like, you know, pissed off at people. He's mad at people, threatening their jobs. You can't threaten Congress's jobs. You can't. Like, this is unfreaking believable. I have never seen some foolishness like this before with someone thinking that they want to do it. Okay, TJ, I see you. I'm going to bring you into the store right now. All right, TJ, you are on the air with the Miss Optimism Speak Show. Go ahead and speak your mind.
I said I wasn't going to say anything when I called in, but I got to. So his whole... The whole time that this man campaigned for office, it was built on who was the weakest, who was the poorest, and who was the unintelligent, if we want to get technical. That's what he built his campaign on. He didn't build his campaign on the working class people, as we all put in quotes, because somebody working at McDonald's, to me, they're working class people. They're working, but he didn't build his campaign on that. So, our Cheeto representative, I admire his tan, by the way. I'm Puerto Rican and can't even get that yellow. I wish I could be a yellow bone. But
you are so stupid.
but now that he is our so-called president, now it's kind of we face in the whole Bush, what was it? The Bush and somebody was running against each other, and we had to choose the lesser of two evils. And at that point in time, it appeared to be Bush, which Bush turned out, I think it was Bush and Gore. And Bush turned out, apparently, he knew how to speak better. What has me more pissed off about the electoral system is we can modernize everything in this country. So they say we're modernizing our transportation system. Now they're trying to get rid of the FAA controlling airplanes to give it to private companies, you know. But we can't overhaul our electoral system.
Right.
Why is the president election the only election that runs off of the Electoral College? Same thing happened to Gore, that happened to Hillary. The popular vote, when we vote for governor, the popular vote wins. When we vote for senators, the popular vote wins. So
right.
Why is it that now, and somebody's going to come back and say, some Trump supporters will come back and say, well, if you take a state like New York and California, who tend to be Democratic, and you put them towards a state like Arkansas, the populations over them states are going to outvote the population of Arkansas. That doesn't matter. It's still popular vote. I've lived
exactly.
in multiple states. I've lived in multiple states. What does it matter if I vote Democratic in Florida and I move to Arkansas? I'm still going to vote Democratic regardless.
Right.
People are going to be whatever party they are. And a lot of people that I've talked to this election claim that they were Democrats their whole life, but now they've changed to Republican because it's going to make the world better. What has he done
right.
to make the world better? I haven't seen anything. That's just my opinion.
Right. And what makes it worse is, you know, people will – oh, I forgot to talk about that. There were bots, you know, like fake accounts that were busted. The president had some fake accounts, and he was trying to, you know, get it where, you know – I'm trying to pull it up. Okay. So what happened was he had some bots up there that was professing how much they love Trump and Trump is the best thing since sliced bread and we want to keep Trump and Trump. And they had all these people, you know, talking about how good Trump was and how they can't stand the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. What they call Obamacare, which is really not Obamacare because it was found back in 1993, but that's another story. So what happened was they had it where people were actually saying how they love Trump and Trump is doing the best thing. Well, surprise, surprise, we found out that none of those people were real. None of them. When I say none
right,
of them,
well, another,
none of them.
The last thing
yeah.
I'm going to say is another thing about Trump is Trump, and a lot of people don't know this, the Trump Tower in, or the Trump Hotel, whatever you want to call it, in Las Vegas, does not have a casino. The reason it does not have a casino is because Trump feels like that because he paid for a casino tax in Atlantic City, New Jersey, that he doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to pay for a casino license in Las Vegas. Well, newsflash, if I open a business in Florida, I have to pay Florida taxes or business tax. If I open a business in North Carolina, I have to pay taxes in North Carolina. If I open a business in California, I have to pay to start that business in California. I have to pay for my articles of incorporation. I have to get a California state tax permit. I have to get, you know, all the insurances that are required by the state. Well, if you want a casino, just because you paid a casino tax or a casino licensing fee in one state don't mean that you should automatically get it in all 50.
Wow, that makes sense.
He's trying to fraud the system right there anyway. Oh, because I paid for it in New Jersey, Vegas, Nevada should give it to me for free. No, it doesn't work.
No,
like
that's
that.
Not how it works.
Nevada's
an incorporating state. So they're going to make sure they get their coins. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So people are saying that this is the best president they've ever seen. And I didn't know that until I went to Vegas last year for my birthday, and we could see the Trump Hotel from Caesar's Palace. It's not even on the Strip, first of all. So I need him to upgrade there if he's trying to compete. And then it don't have a casino. So what's the point of even going to visit the Trump Hotel, Trump Tower, Trump whatever?
Anything.
He should just take Trump off and put Cheeto up there because Cheeto should really hire him. I mean, I think he'd be a great
picture
on the back of Cheeto.
You are hilarious.
But that's all I'm going to say. I mean, you're trying to avoid the system, but yet you feel like you're entitled. well, let me open up a business and not pay taxes, and let me go to Vegas and open up a casino and not have to pay the Nevada casino licensing fee or whatever it is, casino tax or whatever, and let me become a millionaire. Let us all do it.
Oh, God, if Obama did one, we'll say that, one of the things that this man is doing, he would have been tarred, feathered, and maimed. They would have said, oh, this is a big illegal scam that this first black president is doing. And it's jacked up because we know it's a scam. We know
but
it's a scam.
But at the end of the day, Obama was harped, complained about, and everybody was on Obama for 8 years just merely because of the color of his skin to start with.
That's it.
So anything that Obama, whether it was good or bad, people thought it was always bad just based on the color of his skin. And not to mention, Trump wants to be talking about somebody not being a U.S. citizen or whatever. Well, we should check his parents' birth certificates and grandparents, because won't they born outside the United States? Does that make him?
His mother was born in Italy, and it shows that she was an illegal immigrant. She came in the country, and she basically, how can I say it? She fit in. Is that for lack of a better word? And she, and
right.
Since then, she's been in the country. But here's my problem, though, and I'm sorry to cut you off. My problem is this. How dare you talk about illegal immigrants, and all you're doing is having ICE agents coming to black and brown areas? How come you're not checking Caucasian people's passports? There's plenty of illegal Germans, plenty of illegal Russians, plenty of illegal French. I mean, you know, it goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention, didn't it come out that his wife was here illegally and worked, or didn't she come into the country legally and work illegally as a model because she came on a visitor's visa,
yep,
or something like that, and then she worked as a model while she was in the United States. So isn't that against immigration rules as well?
Yep. Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's okay because she's a Trump now.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why that is okay, because of that. If it was anybody else, I guarantee you they would have been back to the border or wherever else where they came from, and that would have been it. It would have been nothing else but that, and that's the sad part of it. It's like if you're going to do it for one person, do it for all populations. Don't do it just for one. Do it for all the populations because it's not fair. It's not fair, and not only is it not fair, it's not constitutional. And not only is it not unconstitutional, but it's very biased, disrespectful, and it's also prejudiced. So shout out to those who understand that. If you want to call in and kick it with us, go ahead and call 619-639-4644. Again, that's 619-639-4644. You also can give your comments, your thoughts. You might think that we're wrong. Hey, I don't know, but we want to hear from you. So shout out to you, TJ. Thank you so much. What's going on with you and Hope Osceola?
Well, if you didn't know, I'm in North Carolina currently. Hope Osceola is still there. It's finally moving a little bit more than it was. Starting to get a grant. We got a grant. Right now we're in the talks with Bristol-Myers Squibb. But since I'm kind of temporarily relocated to North Carolina for the time being, I left that in good hands in Florida. I just kind of check in. I'm still president of the board, but I'm just kind of temporarily away. I still keep up with what's going on, but I left it in the hands of some people that are more qualified to run nonprofit organizations than myself. So I've been in North Carolina. We just incorporated a new business up here. And we're gonna work on bringing marine life to students and to households.
Nice.
So how this came about, I don't know, but I woke up one day and said I want a saltwater fish tank. So I went out, bought a 3,000-gallon fish tank, put some sand in it, figured out the right mixture of salt to water ratio, filled it up, and we have this huge saltwater fish tank, and we have fish life in it. Well, I've maintained to keep it alive, and So far, I haven't had anything. Diet's been going for a little over a year now. So we come up with this idea of so it's going to be a for-profit side and a non-profit side. Non-profit side being we're going to work with schools because a lot of kids aspire to be working like the zoo industry or a marine biologist or something. And, hey, we'll put an aquarium in your school and you have like a extracurricular activity just so that we know that it's being used for something. That's going to be the non-profit side. For-profit side, it's kind of going to be like, what's that show, Tank Builders or whatever it's called. It's based out of Vegas where they build tanks, but we're not actually going to build the tanks. That's why I was on the phone when I told you I would be calling in. We're going to get some wholesale contracts with some larger companies that actually go out and import the livestock and the tanks and all that stuff into the States, and we're just going to kind of stock it, and then as people buy it, ship it out. But we're going to be setting up probably about another 40,000 gallons worth of tanks, not all one tank, but multiple tanks, to support livestock here. And then people that want to buy, like, if you want to buy a Fraggle Face Wurst and we have it, then we'll ship it to you.
Nice.
If you want to buy a chocolate chip starfish, we'll ship it to you. So we're gonna set it up here to house livestock and house certain different size aquariums and stuff. Most of it's gonna be kind of e-commerce for probably the first couple of years.
Nice. Well, I'm so glad that you tuned into the show. I really miss hearing you on the show, and we appreciate you. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some other stuff. If you want to chime in, you're more than welcome to. We have about another 9 minutes left on the show.
I can't wait
to
get on
the
transgender thing.
That's what we're about to talk about right now. So apparently Trump has ticked off some people so much so that they are now filing lawsuits against him. So we remember when he had that little snafu where he claims that he didn't want transgendered men and women to fight for the armed forces. Now, here's where he's a hypocrite. Number one, he has dodged the military draft 5 different times. Once because he claimed his Achilles ankle, another one was a hamstring pull, another one was emotional distress, and he had a plethora of other excuses as to why he dodged the draft. Well, there are some transgender service members that are exclusively going to sue Trump because of this travel ban. So you remember back when he was campaigning, he had this big old, you know, purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red sign saying that he really that he supports transgenders, you know, LGBT for Trump. And he got all these people all excited. Okay, TJ, he got all these people excited about running, and you had a whole group of transgendered and LGBT people that was like, yeah, Trump, Trump, Trump. Well, surprise, surprise, the same way like he's doing right now with the HBCUs, now he's going to, ready for this? He is actually going to sue HBCUs because he claims that they are discriminating, ready for this, discriminating against, those who are not African American. So now he's trying to say, well, because of this, we need to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to go to school. Well, let me remind you, sir, do you remember when people were not allowed to go to, you know, Brigham Young. They weren't allowed to go to, Mississippi State. Still can't go to Mississippi State. And other places, we weren't allowed to go. So, of course, HBCUs was a way to go because that was the only way we were able to go to school, right? Well, there are a group of servicemen and women who are going to sue. 5 active duty transgender service members filed the first lawsuit Wednesday against Trump, his directive expressing on Twitter to prohibit transgender individuals from serving in the armed forces. The service members who are now all named all say they have relied on the Defense Department's current policy permitting open service by transgender service members and argue Trump's ban, which may result in early termination and or failure to renew their contract, which is truly unconstitutional. Trump's retweet plan to stop transgender individuals from serving in the military has yet to be formally implemented, like everything else that he's doing. But attorneys for the service members have asked the federal court in Washington to block it immediately. Trump's directive has already resulted in immediate concrete injury to plaintiffs by unsettling and destabilizing plaintiffs' reasonable expectation of continued service. So they're basically saying that this is an argue for a court filing, adding that the White House has turned Trump's tweet into what they call official guidance approved by the White House Office Counsel and to be communicated by the Department of Defense. So this is getting really, really big, guys. Like, this is something that is about to blow up and turn into something totally different. Because, again, you know, you have somebody saying, you know, this is not right. You know, this is not right. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you have people that are hurt because of this. They are hurt. You know, they're hurt because of that. And, unfortunately, you know, he's about to get himself in a world of trouble. You know, I always said, you know, messing with, you know, us is not good. It's not good at all. And we actually have a serviceman that's going to be calling soon. And we're hoping that they give their thoughts on this, because this is absolutely madness, you know, what's going on. And I really can't wait for him to call in. But if you want to call, we have a few minutes left. We're actually not going to have the rest of it for the show. We're going to continue next week because this is important. I want to hear his point of view on it. So as soon as he comes on, So we're going to go ahead and bring him on right now. Again, we want to hear what's going on. His name is Sergeant Aylin Cropper, and we're going to bring Sergeant Cropper in right now. You are on the air. Welcome to the Miss Optimism Speech Radio Show.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And before we say anything, I want to say thank you for your service, because you and other people, including my son, are risking their lives for this crazy contaminated country that's going on right now. But you're risking your life for a country that sometimes doesn't seem grateful for all that you do. So I wanted to personally say thank you for your service.
Thank you for your support.
You're absolutely welcome. So the topic that we're talking about right now, we are actually talking about the lawsuit that's about to take place on behalf of those who are saying that they want to stop number 45 transgender ban for those who are serving the military, and we have to stop that immediately. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as far as the ban goes, there has not been a policy that has actually been passed. He has not said, okay, this is policy and this is what's going to happen. So I kind of feel like we're kind of jumping the gun, but it's also always great to be prepared for something like this.
Right.
But a tweet is not a policy.
For some reason, he thinks it is. You know, he puts a tweet and he thinks, like, boom, it's going to automatically happen.
Oh, I don't think so. I think we got to remember, this guy is a businessman. He's not stupid. So what he does is he throws something out there to get everybody riled up. And
right.
To jump the gun. Have you ever noticed he says he's never going to tell you what he's going to do? So
true.
He throws things out there to redirect the American attention to something else while he's behind the scenes working on something totally different. Because Korea just came out of the blue. We weren't talking
right.
about Korea. We were talking about Russia. So where did Korea come from all of a sudden?
Right. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy, and it's really crazy because you want to have it where people know what your president is doing, or at least close to knowing what they're doing. And right now, no one has any idea what the heck is going on.
Right.
You know, they have no idea. So, I mean, do you think this is something where do you think there should be a ban? Do you think that, you know, Trump is right with this? Do you think this is a situation where we should just say, you know what, he is a president, and he thinks that it's going to be a distraction, so, yeah, let's keep it at that. Do you think that's right, or do you think that should be, you know, he should mind his business? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely not. Trans people have been serving in the military since forever. If you look back, to the Buffalo Soldiers, their incidents of trans people being in the military.
Right. We have been here, and there has not been any distraction. There's not been any issues with us being here. We've been here. So
right.
What's the problem now?
Yeah, and that seems to
no,
be the question.
No, I don't know what's been.
Good. I mean, and that seems to be the question that a lot of people are asking, like, you know, what's it to you if there's a, if there's transgender men and women that are in the military? They're sacrificing their life. They're giving their time. Why should it matter to anybody else? So we're actually going to bring this topic up again next week. I would love for you to be one of our guests, because at the end of the day, you know, people have feelings. People have rights, and no one should feel alienated based on what they look like, what they sound like, what they smell like, where they, you know, what they believe in. And I honestly think that this is going to be a bruise to the military. Let me read something else real quick. They said the Defense Department is still waiting for formal guidance on implementation from the White House. That's from Lieutenant Paul Haverstick. And they're also saying that the Pentagon declined to comment on this lawsuit because they know that they're not playing around. Now, Trump's decision reversed a policy initially approved by the Defense Department under Obama's administration. And I'm going to stop right there. What it sounds like to me is any and everything that President Obama implemented, any and everything that President Obama started, this man has literally done whatever he could to dismantle it, from you know, the phones, from the insurance, from, you know, the climate control, you name it. If President Obama's name is on there, if you see Barry O, he's turning it around. And that's the unfortunate part. So do you think this is just part of that agenda with him, you know, just turning it around because President Obama had it? Or do you think this is just a sick, twisted way of him showing how he really feels about people?
I think that he is, let's see, let me use the right terms. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, I
know,
yeah, exactly. I don't want you to get in trouble.
He's a showman, and I think that he wants to keep his name in the news. So he's going to do what brings attention to him. And, of course, he's trying to undo everything that President Obama did. He's made that very evident. He said it himself.
Right, right.
But
I think that's what they really wanted
keep him
in
the
for.
News.
Yeah, and because, you know, I'm, at the end of the day, and again, the words that I'm speaking does not represent my caller's words, thoughts, or opinions, nor the Optimism Speech radio show, but he's a media whore. He loves when the cameras are on him. He loves it when people are talking about him, and he doesn't care if it's good attention, bad attention. In his eyes, all media, all talk is good talk. He's not realizing that he's basically putting himself in a hole. I mean, he's putting himself in such a hole that people are starting to question if the man has dementia. Like, that's how bad it's getting. They're like, well, is this man actually mentally capable of doing it? Does he even remember what he's doing and saying? Does he have anything, you know, that he can do this? I mean, like, it doesn't make sense. So with that being said, I really believe that there might be a mental block, mental something that's going on with him to make him feel like he could just do and say whatever he wants to say. You have a comment on that, or can you not?
I think that maybe he feels, you know, when people have a lot of money, they feel as they could do and say whatever they want to do because their money supports it. And I feel like he's always had money. So there's never been a reason for him not to say what he wants to say or do what he wants to do.
Right, right. But you know what's so crazy? When President Obama was in office, and again, my views are not, you know, let me talk about, you know, President Obama, what he's doing right and what the other one's doing wrong. But at the end of the day, you know, when President Obama was on in the office, you know, they did not. People in the military, some people didn't even support him. And I always say, you know, you miss what you no longer have. You totally miss what you no longer have, because now we have somebody that is, you know, that is, how can I say it? You have somebody that's not stable. I said it. And then when you have someone stable, you want to protest, you want to talk about let's boycott everything White House, because the White House isn't the White House anymore. There was a whole bunch of fuss because of President Obama being in office. And now that we have 45 in office, people are starting to realize what they had. You know, and, you know, before we go, because I definitely want you to come back on the show next week. This show is actually shared on 3 different networks, so I definitely want you to come on the show next week, and because we're going to do a follow-up on that. We're going to talk about more things that he's doing and not doing and what we need to do to protect ourselves as citizens and what we need to protect ourselves as Americans, because a lot of reckless things are happening. So do you think you could do that?
Yeah, sure. Just as long as I have the time.
All right, well, usually same time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah, we go on live from there. Do you have any last thoughts or last, you know, thing you want to say about this?
I think that we should just be patient. Don't jump the gun, because that's what people are looking for us to do. And ask for support. A little bit of support goes a long way. And a little bit of education goes a long way, because I think with this whole ban situation, a lot of people are going off what they think transgender is, or being transgender is, and not what it really is. Because a lot of times people talk to people that are transgender every day, or sit next to someone that's transgender every day, and don't even know.
Right. That's true. That is so true. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first from one of our beloved members of the military. Again, thank you so much for your service. I can't thank you enough. You know, if our president doesn't do it, I'll do it. Thank you so much for your service, and we appreciate you. And like I said, stick around for the show. We have a little bit more time left, about a good 10, 15 minutes. Thank you, TJ. We have about 15 minutes left for the show, so we're going to definitely invite you back to the show next week, and we'll have a quick panel with that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the time now is 10:33 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the Miss Optimism Speaks radio show. We will be right back. You have a little bit of war on your station. We'll be right back. that song, The Cisco Kid by War. That is old, 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 old school. That's not old school. That's old school, y'all. All right, thank you so much for calling right now. The call-in number is 619-639-4644. Again, 619, area code 619-639-4644. You listen to your girl, Miss Optimism, speaks. We are on the air right now for a few more minutes just so we can tell you a little bit more that's going on. And, yeah, that's what's going on. Shout out to my girl, Tia. Hey, girl, thank you so much for listening right now. Yes, I did have some music playing a little bit because I want to break up the show a teeny bit. And if you want to check me out live, I am on the Miss Optimism Speaks Facebook page or on my personal page, and you can actually watch me broadcast live. The time now is, I blocked my clock, okay, is 10:40 Eastern Standard Time, 10:40 on the Miss Optimism Speaks radio show. We are so glad that you are here spending time with us right now. We have a little bit more that we're going to talk about before we close the show. Canada, this gets a big whoop whoop. Canada actually has opened its borders for those who are seeking asylum, fleeing from what they say Trump's madness and more. And basically what they're doing is they're letting people come into the United to Canada from the United States so that they can have an opportunity for what everyone else wants. They're meant for the dream. You know, well, it won't be the American dream. It'll be the Canadian dream. But you know what I'm talking about. They're letting people come in because they know of all the turmoil. They're basically calling what's going on in the United States nothing short of terrorism because of all the fear and all the hate that is going on with our government. And that's sad when other countries look in and say, wow, this is what's going on. And, yeah. So basically what's happening is Canada, when they opened up their border, they did it so people could feel safe. They did it because they want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity, you know. And I commend Canada for this. I think Canada is really stand up for doing this. I think that that Canada is one of those things that one of those countries, I should say, because they understand, they empathize what's going on. And they're basically like, look, man, it's not fair what you're doing to these people. It's not fair what you're saying. And because of that, they're letting people from the New York side of the border come on in. They're welcoming them. They're welcoming them. They're saying, well, yeah, they're saying that, you know, I'm sorry, because someone said something. Sharon said, wow, Sharon says, Canada's a fool, and they should not let Muslims come in here. They're going to cause the problems that they cause over here. Whatever. Anyway, so, I mean, some stuff is just like, really? Like, that sounds so stupid. So basically what Canada is doing, they're allowing people from the New York State to come there because they're afraid that they're going to be deployed. And I think people are upset because they're saying, well, you know, Canada's better than the United States. They're better as far as their medical plan. They're better because of, you know, all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, they are. Like, let's call it what it is. Canada is a better country than us, period. It's a better country because they have more empathy. Okay, hold on. Okay, so someone said, this is stupid. Why would you say that this is a good thing? It's a good thing because people shouldn't have to die or feel like their safety is at, you know, yeah, they're saying that, you know, this is not, you know, one of those situations where you want people to feel intimidated. Like, this is becoming like a third world country under this man's regime and what have you. So there is what they call a border crisis because of the amount of people who are fleeing to Canada. But the border crisis, unlike us, they're handling it different. You know, what they're doing is they basically are letting people come in and they're helping them with citizenship. Period. They're helping them with citizenship. And the sentiment of it is amazing because now they're basically saying, come over here. I don't care if you came here illegally, so come here and we're going to make it work. And but what they're saying is there was a sign on the border that says, welcome to Canada, and people are, like, excited about it. The other good thing about it is they're saying that the people who are fleeing are people who actually were in the process of INF, in the process of doing it the quote-unquote right way. And in doing so, they still were not given their green card. They were still not given traveling visas. They did everything right, everything they were supposed to do, but nothing came from it. So I say it like this. So what? If you don't like it too bad, you should have thought of it yourself, period. So Canada, shout out to you. For those who are seeking asylum from fleeing Trump's madness, I know a lot of people of Haitian descent are going to Canada. I know that a lot of people from Nigeria are going to Canada. And you know what? I think Canada is going to become the land of the free, home of the brave. I think Canada is going to become that country now that allows people to be who they are and get what they need to get. You know, a lot of stuff that America does, Canada thinks is absurd. You know, like, for example, to get things that you need, a place to live, okay? I'm not saying trash your credit and I'll pay people back, but Canada's like, okay, yeah, we're not going to use that. We're going to use the fact that you have a job and you can pay for your home. We're not going to go with these rigid credit checks, and it works for Canada. It works. You know, I remember when we were there, someone didn't have all the money for the bus. They just said, don't worry about it. Get me the next time. And then someone else was like, no, I'll pay it. It is absolutely beautiful in Canada. People help people. People still have the love and respect, and that's something that we are losing. And I'm going to say it again. We are losing over here in the United States. We have two more stories, and we are going to go ahead out of here. Oh, three more. Paul Manafort, remember him? Trump's campaign manager? Well, FBI agents conducted a raid, y'all. They raided that man's house from top to bottom looking for any evidence that shows that he had some kind of collusion with not only Russia but other countries in regards to Trump's candidacy, okay? And it's crazy because they're saying that this man had something to do with it and he better talk or he's going down. And the last month when they basically raided his home, they knew what they were looking for. It was just a matter of them finding it, okay? Agents had a search warrant to seize materials from Manafort's residence in Alexandria, Virginia. And not only did they have permission to do that, they were saying that people familiar with the special counsel of Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in 2016, they knew this day was going to come. Wow, wow, double wow. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that people had something to do with the Russian collusion and with people, you know, getting all these back votes and all this other foolishness? Do you think that that's true, or do you think that this is just fake news, as Trump would say it? I honestly think that something had to do with it because let's think about this. Hillary won by popular vote by several million, right? Well, a lot more. We'll put it that way. And when studies show the election, they always show, you know, if this amount of people, if 5,000 people voted, we're going to use small numbers. They say if 5,000 people voted and 2,000 voted for Hillary, that means 3,000 would have voted for this man, right? Well, apparently that's not what happened. You know, they're saying that, use 5,000. So they're saying, okay, 5,000 people voted, okay? They're saying, now remember, the number is 5,000. Remember that, okay? They're saying that 5,000 people voted, and Hillary had 3,500, and Trump had 4,000. What's the problem with that? That equals 7,500, which means there's extra votes in there. So there's just a lot of funky stuff that's going on with it. It's really sad and grotesque that we had to go that way. But, you know, again, it is what it is. Shout out to our sponsors. Go to www.chancedarapper.com. Again, that's www.chancedarapper.com. Thank you so much for the sponsorship, and I have to let you know a little bit about them. You definitely can revitalize how you look and how you feel by going to this website. If you go to www.chancedarapper.com, and that's D-A for them, you will find amazing products that range from cleanses to stretch mark remover to facials to probiotics that is needed for your body to be well. And then not only that, they make it where you are just so healthy that you have an opportunity to turn that health into wealth. So why not go to www.chancedarapper.com right now and order your kit? It has a probiotic, it has wrap, it has the defining gel, the body, the cleanse, that you actually drink and it detoxes you. And studies show you should detox at least every quarter. So that's every 3 months you should be detoxing your system. Every season, basically, you should be detoxing your system. Shout out to my new sister girl, Shonda Campbell. I think that's you that joined us. We have a bunch of people on the line right now. We thank you all for tuning in, making our 9 years on air absolutely spectacular. We truly appreciate you for that. And thank you, everybody that's on the line right now. You know, just sharing optimism with us. We have two more stories, and we are out of here. Google, Google has been in the news for not so great things lately. First, there was a situation with sexism. There was a situation with women getting paid less. Now, they said a Google engineer was fired over memo filed labor complaint. So, someone wrote a 10-page letter. Never mind Aaliyah's 4-page letter. They wrote a 10-page viral memo about diversity, and it was and has filed a complaint with the federal labor officials, says the Business Insider. James DeMarte filed a complaint against Google on August 7th, and the case page of the National Labor Relations Board website states that law firm Paul Hastings will represent Google. All right, DeMarte, you're done. I mean, Paul Hastings is like one of the lawyers. Like, you hear Cochran, you know they're good. You heard Kardashian, you know that he was good. You heard the word Shapiro, you knew he was good. Okay, Paul Hastings, that dude is good. Now, DeMore's name isn't listed on the lawsuit, but it has been confirmed by resources. The only details available thus far about the complaint is the allegations classification, which is stated as coercive statements, threats, promises of benefits, etc. So it has become a media storm because everyone looks to Google as this, like, you know, crystal clear, scandal-free, absolute amazing place to work. I mean, shoot, they pay their interns a whole lot of money, a lot of money. Like, they pay some interns more than some teachers make, and I'm a teacher. I mean, it absolutely boggles me. But they have this reputation of being like this real friendly place of work, the place that everyone loves to check in. You don't make up excuses like an alien chewed my car up. You know, I was at a falafel festival. You find reasons to go to work. Well, Google will have to fight this one out because right now with labor relations, things are getting really thick. And I don't know who – I'll just say may the best honest person win with this situation. Lastly, before I talk about the Sip and Chew for single mamas out there, I am actually speaking at this event. I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell you about it after I tell you about Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme is going dark for the eclipse. Yes, they are going dark. They are going to use their first ever chocolate version. Oh, it looks so good. The chocolate cream is covering the original glaze for the chocolate eclipse. I mean, how freaking stinking cute is that, okay? Krispy Kreme is doing something they have never done before, and it's always good to do something new. The North Carolina-based company, which is there's one right around, not too far where I live, I have seen people get into accidents when that red light bling comes on. You know, like, I know when that red light blings. Yeah, I have seen people go from the far left lane and over to the right lane, risking life and limbs for a Krispy Kreme donut. Well, they are switching their original glaze to chocolate for this month's total solar eclipse. According to their website, that's dated on the 21st of August, which is about 2 weeks from now, the day of the solar eclipse. Get your glasses, guys. The Krispy Kreme's original glazed donuts will now be glazed with chocolate. Woo! People can also stop by participating shops during that hot light bling. Hours on Saturday, August 19th, and Sunday the 20th for an early taste of these special donuts. Oh, my God! Listen, check this out. I don't know about you, but I love donuts. I love donuts to the point where I know I'm not supposed to eat it the way I'm eating it. I get it. I'm not supposed to, but that's what our sponsor's for. If you have fat fighters in your life, and if you go to my Google page or basically go to YouTube and type up LaShawn Renique Fat Fighters, you'll see the experiment. After popping two of them babies, I can eat a donut, and all that fatty lipid crap is going to poop right out. I know I sound graphic, but it's true. So my girlfriend Lisa said, really, Sean? She put my government on the air. Yes, I'm telling you. Listen, check this out. I'm going to tell you guys a secret. So The Fat Fighters is a natural plant-based supplement that you take when you know you're going to do wrong. You know you had no business eating that donut. You know you had no business eating that pizza. You know you had no business drinking that extra large latte. I'm guilty. And if you take this before or even an hour after you you had this goody and wholesome goodness, what you do is you take this pill. It's not even a pill. It's like a tablet. It's a capsule. And, again, it's plant-based. You know, don't say, well, is it safe? You don't ask McDonald's if their Big Macs are safe. This is absolutely safe. So when you take it, what it does is it groups up all the lipids, all the fatty matter that's in your system that's not supposed to be there when you're eating this delectable treat. Right? And what it does is it clumps it together and it pulls it down, which means you're going to go to the bathroom and everything you ate is going to come out straight up. I can't think of another way to say it. Lisa's like, she's like shaking my D head. I'm telling you, it works. Okay, listen, I'm going to challenge you. Go to YouTube right now and go to LaShawn Renique, LaShawn Renique, and then when you go to it, you're going to see that my Fat Fighter demonstration is up there. I'm telling you, it is nothing but the best. So back to what I was trying to say, you know, it's there, okay? All you have to do is put out, okay, there it is. It works, Fat Fighter Project, okay? 7 people saw it so far. I just posted it, so let people know about this. Okay, so that's what's going on with Krispy Kreme, and I'm going to get my donut, and I'm going to have my latte. What? So, guys, before we go, I have got to tell you about the Upscale Single Motherhood Upscale Celebration Sip, Chat, and Chew. This is going to be amazing, okay? It's at Firebird, 1225 Churchman's Road in Newark, Delaware, okay? Oh, my goodness. This has got to be one of the most interesting and most amazing events. Kadrianna Mack is going to be there. She's a comedian. Coach Nelly Birthright is going to be speaking. Rachel Glammy Fountain is going to be speaking. L.A. Graham is going to be speaking. And yours truly. I'm going to talk about standing on your pain and creating your purpose. And you need to be there. So if you have not purchased your tickets yet, please, 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 it is this Saturday. It is an upscale celebration of single motherhood. Sip, Chat, and Chew at Firebird, 1225 Churchman's Road. You definitely have got to be there, okay? Again, if you're not there, even if you just want to hear about the, you know, different topics that people are going to be speaking about, if you have to do that, so be it. But you definitely, definitely, definitely do not want to miss this event. Don't miss the event. You have got to go there. And, yeah. You have to be there. I mean, I can't think of anything else. You have got to be there. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking about, standing on your pain and creating your purpose, is being able to talk about, you know, being a single mom. You know, learn how to make extra money. This is what's going on at the actual event. It's an opportunity to network with other working moms, like myself. Chana Parier is going to be there also. She is a real estate mogul. An opportunity to learn how to make extra money. There will be a glamour photo shoot. A chance to win $100 spa certificate sponsored by Atlantic Bars Hair, a gourmet meal prepared by Firebird. And let me stop right there. I wanted to get the half a rack of ribs, but guys, the fatty in me said eat it, but the smart part said no, I'm not going to do it. So what I got instead was a cilantro chicken, and I heard it's absolutely amazing. Laughs and empowerment and inspiration by the 2017 nominee for Comedian of the Year, Kadrianna Mack. Exclusive deals, an empowering presentation by Dr. LaShawn R. Shelton, Stand on Your Pain and Prosper, that's me, inspirational presentation by L.A. Graham, Overcoming and Living in Your Purpose, quick makeup session by Raquel Fontaine, information session on juggling relationships and dating, and also how to see how it works. So you definitely have to be there, a time to get away from the kids and laugh and just have a great, great time and live to your fullest potential. So go ahead to prosperousmomclub.com and go ahead and get your ticket. It is time to get your ticket. You have 13 hours to get your ticket. You want to make sure you get your ticket. Please, please, please go and get your ticket. All right, guys, it's 3 minutes before the end of my time. I want to say thank you so much for joining me this evening with the Ms. Optimism Speaks radio show, where this show not only airs here, but it also airs in different states and countries. Shout out to my friends in Guam. Shout out to my people in Haiti, my people in Canada who are listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you guys. And for my people in the United States, too, I love you guys, too, for listening. Thank you so much. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so Yvonne said, can you please give us a taste of what you're going to say on Saturday? Yvonne, you're going to buy the tickets? Oh, you're going to buy the tickets, girl? Okay. So basically, and for those who have not had an opportunity to get my book, congratulations, you just lost your job, and my other book, How About a Lifestyle Change, I'm going to combine the experiences of two. I'm going to talk about being homeless. I'll talk about, you know, domestic violence. I'm going to talk about how I let my ex beat me to an oblivion to the point where I had vertigo, and basically had to figure out how to span life without him because I thought that no one else would want me. Now, this is despite this dude beating me down. I thought for whatever reason that it was worth me staying because of the kids, and it was not. I'm going to talk about the fact of being laid off and fired 3 different times in the state of Delaware, which is crazy because those who know me know that I've always had the pick of the litter with jobs. I've never been without a job, ever. I've been at the point where I had to put jobs in a hat and figure out which one I was going to take. That's how prosperous I was with the job search. But then I realized, wait a minute, maybe God has me here for a reason and not to work for someone but to work for myself. Thus, congratulations, you just lost your job with birth. Talk about how to give your boss a reverse pink slip or talk about ways that you can capitalize and monetize on your passion. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have something we're special with, something we're all gifted with, right? So that's the website to Prosper's Mom again. I want to come to that event. Yes, yes, yes. Please, 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 Tia, come to this event. And what ended up happening was I just got comfortable. I just got comfortable with, you know, mediocre. I got comfortable with knowing that I can do better, but why should I do better? Am I worth it? So after all that, you know, having a stab wound in my back, after having vertigo, thrown downstairs, beaten down, black eye, you know, all kinds of stuff, what did I have to do to go on? Did I just say, you know what, let me just flip my wrist and end it now, which I did think about, or do I prosper and go on? And I just thought about, you know, my faith, and I said, if I end my life, I'm going to hell, and that's too high. I can't do that. You know, I'm going to sweat my edges out. I can't do that. So I said, okay, let me redirect this a little bit. And what I did was I found reasons to live. I found things that was valuable. You know, from that most abusive relationship, because it was many, it was 3, I had to realize I was a whole person. I had to realize that half behind doesn't equal a whole relationship. And listen, girl, you are going. You can ride with me. You can ride with me, Tia. You know, all the stuff I've been through, laying in hospital beds and wondering what the hell am I doing with my life, that's when I said, okay, wait a minute. Let me turn this into something else. So what ended up happening was when I wrote How About a Lifestyle Change, it talked about things that I experienced, things that I witnessed, and things that people told me, gave me permission to share. But most of it was things that I witnessed. Because of my work. I had a mayoral proclamation because of my work. You know, I've had awards named after me because of my work. And it wasn't because of anything extra. It was just the fact that I chose to live and prosper than to sit there and sulk over something that I was powerless over. I was powerless over how someone, you know, treated me, but I had power over what I was going to allow. So that's the difference. You can't help what someone else does, but you can help what happens to you. So if that's enough to share, you know, and empower a young woman, you know, teach her how to juggle activities, teach a young woman how to, you know, juggle life, circumstance, family, kids, and because of the single woman's forum, you know, the baby's dad or daddies, depending on the situation, you know, that's a lot to juggle and stay sane at the same time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, such is life. So, Yvonne, that's a little touch of what I'm going to talk about. And that's really about it. So if anyone has anything to say before I close the show, go ahead and press the number 1. It'll bring you on the air right now. If you don't have anything to say, you could definitely share this episode on social media. Let people know about it. Tell them, you know, hey, I heard a really great show, and I want to share the show with you because of X, Y, and Z. And I'll definitely appreciate you for that. Oh, and the other thing, the I have been chosen to work with Indeed, and I can help you get a job. So if you need a job or know someone that needs a job, tell them to send their resume to lrsrecruits@gmail.com. Larry, Ricky, Sam, lrsrecruits@gmail.com. It does not matter where they live. I have states across the entire United States. All right? So if you know someone that needs a job or wants to upgrade their job, tell them to send their resume to me tonight. Every day, but tell them to send it to me, and I'll be able to hook them up with a gig. But for listen to it. And also, Canada opens its borders for those seeking asylum, feeling like hopeless and fleeing from Trump's madness and more. So check this out. If you miss any part of the show, you can definitely go ahead and download it and check it out. And again, today's sponsor is www.chancetherapper, that's D-A, rapper.com. And of course, don't forget, LRS Recruits, please go on and make sure you send your resume or a friend's resume in so we can make sure they get a job. You know, maybe this job won't be a J-O-B, which is just over broke, juggling overdue bills. Maybe this is their passion. So if you get the book, congratulations, you just lost your job, you'll see that working for someone doesn't negate failure unless you are there because you're just getting a check. That, my friend, is failure. But if you're there because of purpose, if you're there because of passion, I know a woman, she's a kindergarten teacher, and she says she'll do it to the day that she dies because that's her passion, okay? That's different. I am live. Tia is on my Facebook page. I have saved my life so many times, but I'm still broken. Girl, I got you. We're going to work this out together. And thank you so much. I think you're inspirational as well. And you are coming because we're going to go together. But, yeah, if you feel that your job is fulfilling you, then it's not a J-O-B. It is an actual career. It's your passion. That book teaches you to monetize on that passion. So find something that you want to do. Send me multiple resumes. If you have a resume, you know, that spotlights you being a teacher, spotlights you being a program manager, a project manager, if it spotlights you being an IT professional, whatever. Please send it to me, and I will do everything I can to help you get a joke. So thank you so much for everyone that tuned in. We love you. We love you. We love you. And as always, you know, you are the best, so be the best because you come from the best. Thank you, everybody. If you want to go ahead and download this, please go ahead and do so at my page with Sean Shelton or Ms. MZ. Optimism with a Z speaks, and you'll be able to watch this show again and again and again or listen to it. All right? I'm going to put on a little bit of Prince because I miss him so much. You would think that was my man. And, yeah, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Ms. Optimism Speaks show. Actually, no. We're going to play I can give my announcements. I'm wrong. Sorry, guys. So I have to give my announcements. So the announcement, next week we are going to have a live guest. I'm not going to tell you who that guest is. You have to listen in and find out for yourself. Also, don't forget, this Chat and Chew for Single Women is going to be an upscale event that you cannot, absolutely cannot miss. Next week, one of our guests is an actual male living as a transgender, and he is going to talk about everything with the military, who's against Trump and who's with Trump because of it. Also,